Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by the good folks at speakerspathway.com. And ladies and gentlemen, also joining us today is the co-founder of speakerspathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don, how are you doing today, sir? And please say a few words about speakerspathway.com, if you would, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks for the introduction, Jim. I'm good up here in blustery Colorado Springs, Colorado, and it was 60, 70 degrees the other day, and it's going to be like that tomorrow. But that just shows you the kind of weird times that we're living in, and we're going to go more into that. But Speakers Pathway Coalition, what we do is we show entrepreneurs how to monetize their message through the power of public speaking. And that's our gig. That's what we do. We have online courses, over 40 right now. We have a team of executive training directors who are subject matter experts who are on coaching calls every single week. And our members are just having tremendous, tremendous success in their business.
They really are, especially during this time when people are going to be, you know, kind of like on in their homes or whatever, you know, we're all limited. But, you know, I'd rather be here at home and be healthy than to be have to stay at home and be sick, you know. I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. So I'm just going to tighten my belt and just, you know, like this morning, I posted a song that was a number one hit from 1988 by Bobby McFerrin. And I see some people out there probably thinking, okay, who is Bobby McFerrin? Don't worry, be happy. That was a great song, and it's a great song for today. If we do not worry, if we focus on being happy, that is our choice and our decision. Would you agree with that, Dandy?
It is. Every day we make hundreds, if not thousands, of choices. And right now with the novel coronavirus that's going around causing the COVID-19 disease where, I mean, younger healthy people are actually dying from this disease. It's got people really, really scared. Many of us are holed up in our homes, some because the government told us we had to, some of it because we want to be safe. And Jim, that's why, you know, Speaker's Pathway the other day, our executive team got together and we decided to do something special, didn't we?
Yes, sir, we did. And Don and I at the time, ladies and gentlemen, we thought it was a good idea. And it's kind of like Don likes to say about everybody thinks their kid is the, you know, most beautiful kid in the whole wide world. Or someone says, no, they're not. But because we thought it was a great idea, but when we told all of our executive training directors about what we do, because that's what Don and I do. We share everything with our executive team. It's a total, you know, open disclosure about what we're doing and all that. And we value every single one of their input, and my goodness, they is kind of like, what? The response was kind of like, wow, let's do it. And they just jumped right in and bought it, didn't they, Don?
It did. We were saying, what is Speaker's Pathway? What are we uniquely positioned to do to help out in this time when there's a lot of uncertainty, there's a lot of worry? If you watch the news, if you talk to people, if you watch social media, there's a lot of angst. I mean, some people are out of work, which has all kinds of implications. And what we wanted to do was do something, right? Instead of just sit back and watch, we said, what are we uniquely positioned to do? And what we decided was to put on a virtual stage for anyone who wants to be able to share messages of inspiration, hope, and support. And so that was what we set out to do, right, Jim?
Absolutely. And everybody was in total agreement about we know a lot of great speakers because that's the industry that we're in. And we know that they have great messages, and we know that they can help a lot of people out there, you know, to be able to cope with the things that they're dealing with, to feel like, hey, there's people reaching out to me. And that is the wonderful thing that you have the power to do right now in the privacy, the comfort, and the safety of your home, is reach out to others, because you may be restricted to your house, but you don't have to put yourself in solitary confinement, as one of our good friends, Robert W. Jones at Network Together, says. And speaking of Robert, I want to mention also that we're doing some great things with Robert and Sean Jones out there in Phoenix, Arizona. They're great friends of ours. They're great JV partners. They have ntevents.net. You might want to visit them. They're a great team. They got heart. They got compassion. They're reaching out, and they're helping people in all walks of life. And they're very excited about our program that we're doing. And it's just a wonderful thing. So if you're sitting at home right now and you're kind of worried or confused about how you're going to grow your business, or can you grow a business or whatever, please take a look at speakerspathway.com. Please also tune in to the shows that we're going to be talking about starting Monday. And it's basically get all the information you can get, because there's no sales pitches there. Am I right on that, Don?
You're right. What we decided to do is, because we've been building our online courses and online coaching for the past year and a half, and so we've been really investing in automation and building landing pages and things like that for our business. And so we decided that we were going to put on this virtual stage, open it up to any speakers who had a message of inspiration, hope, and support. And so that day we had a landing page up. Today, Jim, there's over 80 speakers have registered to speak at this virtual stage event. And I'm just so excited. Actually, we've got one of the speakers who stepped up and stepped in and decided to volunteer to share his message of joy and positivity. Barry Shore, welcome. I'm so happy you're able to join us today on very short notice, I may add.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings and good looking people. And how do I know you're good looking? Because if you tuned into this show, it means you're always looking for and finding the good. That's a good looking person. Looking for and finding the good. Good morning, wonderful Dawn and Jim.
Thank you, sir. When he said good looking, I got kind of felt kind of good on the inside there. And then when he explained it, I felt real good.
I tell you. Well, that's you what know, we're here for. We're here. I am the ambassador of joy, and we'll speak about that and my story and how we can be of benefit to the world, because that's our purpose.
Absolutely. We're about 3 minutes away from my first commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be going to hear a lot more about Barry. And Dandy Don, I want to just simply say thank you, and thank you to Barry for being with us on a very short notice. Our guest we had scheduled for today, unfortunately, was unable to, because of physical things, he could not be with us today. We wish him well. Hope he has a fast recovery. And Don and I were just going to talk about the show we got coming up starting on Monday. But then he says, hey, I've got the ambassador of joy. And I go, hey, we got to have that guy on. And then, Don, thank you so much for reaching out to Barry on a very short notice, sir.
Yeah, when I was thinking about, you know, who I know would have enthusiasm and be up early this morning, because I actually sent Barry the message just this morning, and he was up early. I thought of Barry. I was like, if anybody's going to be up for this, it's going to be Barry. And I've been looking forward to connecting with Barry more. So I'm so happy Barry able to join us, and we actually get a chance to connect even more.
Well, again, thank you, thank you, and thank you. I just want to share one thing before the commercial break. THANK is another acronym that I think you really will like, Don and Jim and everybody listening. Because okay. THANK stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize Ooh. And network kindness. And we want that right now.
Absolutely, because that's what we do. Dandy Don and I, we reach out to people that's in joint venture type capacities, because we know if we promote others and help others, you know, we're going to be blessed ourselves, because that is what it's all about. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be associated with someone, if you feel like you're all alone out there in your business and you don't have any growth that you're enjoying, please take a look at Speaker thewalkerspathway.com. We got a lot of free gifts there, and we'll be mentioning those when we come back from the commercial break. But Dandy Don, real quickly, since we got about 30 seconds, tell them about your kick butt TED Talks.
You betcha. So, you know, I was a TEDx coach. I love TED. I just studied it like crazy, and I put together a course on TEDx. And you can go get a free gift if you go to speakerspathway.com. Up in the menu is TEDx training. Click on that. There's a sheet you can download about the five simple steps to your kick butt TED Talk. And just my gift to you.
Thank you so much, Dandy. And I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, it would be a wonderful gift for you to download. And most importantly, share any of the gifts that we have there with someone else that you know might could use those, especially during this time when they can invest in themselves. We'll be right back.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
One evening in 1929, William Lear and Elmer Wavering of Quincy, Illinois, were out driving with their girlfriends. One of the girls suggested it would be even more romantic if they could listen to music. The guys liked the idea and started tinkering with installing a home radio in the car. They sold their idea to a radio manufacturing company and applied for a loan with a local banker to get production started. Thinking it might sweeten the deal, they installed one of their new radios in the banker's vehicle. Unfortunately, the banker's car caught on fire, and they didn't get the loan. They must have felt like dunderclumpins. Not giving up, they drove to a radio convention and sat outside in the car with the radio blasting. Soon, orders were pouring in, and taking a cue from the Victrola, because their radio was going in a car, they called it the Motorola.
It's marching down.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. And if you're looking for some free complimentary gifts there on everything from branding to marketing to how to, you know, create your own story and everything of that nature, please go to speakerspathway.com and just look us over. And if you have any questions, please ask, because we have a special 14-day special that someone can take a look at us, experience everything that all members do for $7.99. And Dandy Don, that's as you like to say, that's the price of two... What kind of apples at Whole Foods?
Two organic apples at Whole Foods, $7.99. And you get over $14,000 of courses, and you get weekly coaching. It's an unbelievable value. And, you know, two apples from Whole Foods, basically.
Yes. And during the break, Dandy Don says, I want to share some things about the upcoming show and what we're going to be doing, Jim. So I'm just going to hush and let Dandy Don take the ball and run with it.
Yeah, so starting Monday, this is Monday, March 23rd, 9 a.m. Pacific. For 1 hour, you're going to hear three speakers. These three speakers have messages of inspiration, hope, and support. And we've got over 80 speakers have registered. In 48 hours, there's over 80 speakers, and they just keep coming. It's been hard for me to keep up with, right, because I'm trying to organize and put together a schedule. But it's been absolutely fantastic, fantastic response, and just wonderful speakers on resilience, on health, on family, on business, on virtual work world, all kinds of topics. And we have with us one of those speakers who stepped forward and decided to take some action and really contribute his message. So Barry, I'd love to hear from you. What made you say, hey, I want to help?
Well, thank you. First of all, a huge thank you to you, Jim and Dawn, for enabling me to be here and be able to serve during this remarkably interesting, almost upsetting time, a tectonic shift in not just the United States, but in the world. And by the way, that's all going to be for the good. So my life has been lived with these four words. And I urge everybody to think about them and incorporate them and use them, especially now. Those four words are, how can I help? That's it. When we get outside of us and we think about how can I help, then this idea of fear, which we all know, of course, means false expectations appearing real, it goes away. Now, I can speak with some authority about this because my past life of the past, let's say, 15, 16 years is a study in how can I help. Long story, very, very short. 15 and a half years ago, September 17th, 2004, Dawn and Jim and everybody listening, I was standing up in the morning, just like I hope 99.99% of the people here, and able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, faster than the speeding bullet. That evening, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. I became what's called a quadriplegic. And it was not for an automobile accident or a spinal injury. It was a rare disease. Imagine, we're talking about disease. A rare disease that took over my body and rendered me completely paralyzed. I was in the hospital, very many hospitals, 4.5 months. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself, 4 years in a wheelchair. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles. That was progress. Thank God today I am able to be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. So I'm a triped. And I still can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb by myself. And I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear in my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. And it's all because of the three fundamentals of life, which are, Dawn and Jim, you and I all agree on this. Three fundamentals of life are, number one, life has purpose. Every single life has a purpose. And the result of understanding that is that you can go mad. Now, I went mad. I was a quadriplegic. I went mad, and mad is a good thing, because in this case, the acronym MAD stands for make a difference. Everybody can make a difference. When you know your life has purpose, you can make a difference, right? And the third part of this is that when we understand this, that we can begin to uncover and discover the power and secrets of everyday words and terms. Very simple. Let's take an example. Right now, we're on the viral internet, right? And if you take the term WWW and ask anybody what it stands for, invariably they're going to tell you what? Hey, it has to do with the internet, right? But in our world, Don, Jim, and all the tens and hundreds of thousands of people listening, WWW stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-da, da-da, what a wonderful world.
Oh, I like that.
And what is a word, right? W-H-A-T-A. Yeah. And of course, a tip of the hat to Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, for enabling that song to go viral, touch hundreds of millions, not billions of people. And as you mentioned, Jim, this morning you put up the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, because right now when you think WWW, from now forward, the rest of your life, you see those letters, see that, what are you going to think? What a wonderful world, right? And what do you do when you hear the opening bars of that song? What are you doing right now, Jim and Don? You're smiling.
I'm smiling.
Right?
I'm smiling, yes.
Okay, and I can't smile. I can't stop smiling. And, you know, every time I talk to you, Barry, this is the way I get. And that's why you're going to be such a great inspiration on this virtual stage we're putting on, because this is what you do to people. No matter if they're feeling down, if they're feeling like things are falling apart, this is the effect you have on people. And so thank you for what you do.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. And Barry, as you were sharing your story about what you went through and all that, I was thinking about, my goodness, how many times in my life have I been upset because I've had a sniffle or a sneeze, I couldn't go uptown or didn't feel like, and I can't have no post toasties. I mean, you know, really, I'm being honest. I mean, how many times have you looked at yourself, you know, the little insignificant thing, and all of a sudden it's a big major problem, and the only place that exists is in the imagination of your mind, and you hear someone like Barry and his story and how positive and upbeat he is. And I went to his website. Ladies and gentlemen, Barry's website is his name, BarrySHore. BarryShore.com. He's holding a card there. And you know what that card says? Keep smiling. And, oh, man, I love that, brother, because I'm just very, very impressed with you. I'm very, very thankful that you got up this morning and Don called you and you said, yes, I want to be on your show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, please visit Barry at BarryShore.com. B-A-R-R-Y. S-H-O-R-E. And Dandy Don, I tell you, he's got me smiling. He's got me giggling on the inside. And I'm just going to hush and let you guys talk a little bit. How about that?
Well, I was thinking about, I'm kind of self-quarantined right now in my house. And I was supposed to go rock climbing next week. And I was like, oh, I can't go rock climbing. And, you know, a story of Barry, I mean, it's just, you had me smiling ear to ear as you were not just sharing your story, but sharing your exuberance and that enthusiasm that you have, which is totally contagious. So thank you, Barry.
Whoa. Thank you. Well, you can go rock climbing in your mind. It's sometimes just as challenging, Dawn, as you know, because it's the ability to focus on the positive, focus on the flourishing. I want to share with you guys and the listening audience of another great acronym, and talking about SMILE. It's the acronym for the word SMILE, S-M-I-L-E, because SMILE stands for, you ready for this? Hold on, buckle up, seeing miracles in life every day.
Awesome.
Seeing miracles. In life, every day. I got to tell you a story, though, because we're all speakers, and thank God I'm blessed to speak in groups, whether it's 50 people or 5,000, like I did recently. Invariably, people come up to me and say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours around. I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, are you here? Can you hear? You see? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have friends? Do you have family? Hello? My 8-year-old niece comes over to me and says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. And I smiled. I said, why not? Smile, smile. Sounds the same, right? And I asked her, how come? And she says, because then it could be seeing miracles in everyday life. Wow, out of the mouth of babes. How do you like that one, huh?
That's really amazing. It really is, because sometimes kids have that special vision. They can see things at a very realistic level where we're just way over it, you know, and they're right there, grassroots level. And, you know, as Barry, as you're talking, I mean, I just got to keep smiling and all that. And, you know, it just amazes me how many times that in my life that I've been focused on my inner problem rather than looking for an external person, looking externally to see someone I can help. Because it's kind of like an old saying. Remember Zig Ziglar, he went around telling people, you know, you can get anything out of life that you want, as long as you help other good people get what they want.
Yeah, the big Zig.
Yeah, and that's very true, because if you pay it forward, you're going to be paid back. I mean, maybe not from that person individually, but you're going to be blessed. And Zig got that, I believe, from Proverbs 11:25. It talks about where Solomon wrote that the generous person, by watering others, will be watered themselves. Notice the prerequisite there. You got to water someone first if you're going to be, you're going to bless someone first if you want to be blessed. It's kind of like I grew up on a farm in North Carolina, and I watched my dad plant cotton and corn. Well, guess what? He had to plant, and we had to work the field and plant it. and before he could reap the crops. And that's the same universal principle in everyday life. Always look for praying it forward. And I know, Dandy Dunn, I know you demonstrate that every single day of your life, sir.
Well, I certainly try, but I got to say that I think it was actually Bill Heinrich, one of our executive training directors, that because we had a bunch of stuff on our executive team agenda, you know, some operational things about marketing, whatever. And Bill said, what can we do to serve?
Yes.
And there was dead silence. And then our minds turn to coming up with this idea of putting on this virtual stage so that people can share positive, inspiring, and hopeful messages. I can't wait to for that to start on Monday.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, and Barry, we want to hear more about you because getting ready to break for commercial. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, GG Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if GG Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Did Scotch tape originate in Scotland? Nope. The popular gift wrapping tape was actually developed right here in the United States. In 1926, the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company, 3M, was being a bit rapacious, trying to save a little scratch or money, and started using a cheaper adhesive on their sticky tape. A Detroit automaker ordered some of this newer, cheaper tape to use for spray painting auto bodies. But the automaker complained because the tape was Scotch, a politically incorrect word that meant cheap or stingy. While the tape didn't have the adhesion to satisfy the automaker, it was hardly a Gifu jet. That's an unnecessary thing. It had many other uses, as we all know. So the tape was kept in production, and the name Scotch just stuck.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by the Speakers Pathway Coalition at speakerspathway.com. We got free complimentary gifts for you there. We've got Dandy Don's Kick Butt, you know, TED Talk. So if you're sitting at home and you're twiddling your thumbs and you're watching your toenails grow, get busy, go there and get some free gifts and start investing in yourself and look for ways to help others, because that's what we're doing today. That's what we're going to be doing starting next week. We're going to be doing a daily show. And Dandy Don just told me one thing. He says, Jim, eat your Wheaties. And I've been doing it. Don, I'm looking so forward to that. Aren't you, brother?
I really am. We're going to have three speakers each per hour each day, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific on Monday, March 23rd, and going. I don't know how long we're going to go, but we got 80 speakers, so it's quite a number of days, and they just keep coming in. So three speakers, 18 minutes max, sharing messages of inspiration, hope and support. We've got people sharing wonderful things like Barry on being positive. We've got people sharing stories of resilience. We've got people sharing tips about how to work effectively from home. We've got people sharing about how what to do with your family if you're all cooped up for weeks on end. We've got all kinds of really helpful things that these wonderful volunteers, these are volunteer speakers, we're not paying them, and they're giving of their time, they're giving of their talents. And I just can't wait to see what becomes of this, Jim.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the thing, too, is that the show will not be any type of a sales pitch from anybody. Now, the speakers will give you an opportunity to take a look at them, go to their website. They may offer you a free gift or something of this nature, and that's fine. That'd be your prerogative. But today we have a gentleman on the show today, and I'm going here to his website, Barry Shore, BarrySHore.com. And we don't have time right now, but he told me just scroll down there and says, stress kills, joy heals, and he wants me to take a free stress test, and it'll tell me what my color my stress is and all that, and I'm going to do that. So, ladies and gentlemen, please go to Barry Shore, BarrySHore, and take your free stress test. And it's going to be amazing to see how everything works out there for you. And Barry, we're so glad to have you here. And Dandy Don, thank you again for getting up early and thinking about this wonderful gentleman and calling him early this morning. Before I think the rooster was just finished crowing when you called him this morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm in Colorado, and he's an hour behind me. And I was sitting there kind of having my coffee, thinking about my day. And I was like, let's have a speaker on, and who would be the best person to have on? And guess who came to mind, Barry? You, man.
Well, first of all, again, thank you, and thank you. And to everybody out there, you are blessed to be having the ability to tune in and listen to and be inspired by Jim and Dawn and all the wonderful things that they're doing. And I did warn Jim and Dawn in advance that in this particular segment, I'm going to unleash 4-letter words on you. And they said, come on, don't do that. I said, I got to do it. I love using 4-letter words like life, live, give, free, hope, kind. And you know why? And I also happen to use the 4-letter F-U word. And I do it because it's shock value and it's fun. Oh, there it is right away. Fun. F-U, capital N, capital N. Now, whenever I say that, invariably people say to me, hey, Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with 3 letters. And I say, not in our world. Remember, our world is the world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. F you, everybody, but you got to remember to add right away, capital N, capital N, or people can say, what are you talking? What are you smoking? Where are you hearing that? Barry Shore, Jim, hey, Jim and Don said F you, everybody, but capital N, capital N, because when you're involved with things that are positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, like the idea of kind, let's take that as an example, if I may, right? Everyone, especially these days, everyone you know is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Therefore, be kind always. Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, I read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible.
Oh, yeah.
And kind is an acronym that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. So that's what we do. And again, thank you very much for mentioning the website. And I just want to also urge people to understand these 4 words are really, really more prominent today than almost any time in the past few years. And we've been building and working on this in the book coming out in a few months. And these 4 words are stress kills, joy heals. Because we all know that stress is the hub of the wheel of things that are really the killers in life, such as high blood pressure, heart issues, obesity, anxiety, skin ailments, diabetes, depression, insomnia, headaches, gastrointestinal problems, all stem from stress. But thank God, the good Lord has given us the antidote. Like you said, you quoted Solomon in Proverbs. The antidote is at hand. And what is that? Joy heals, because joy supports longevity. It's purpose-driven. Joy enables you to be calm and aware. It stimulates the brain, gives you a healthier lifestyle. It boosts the immune system. It fights stress, fights pain. And guess what, guys? Better sex. Oh, everybody likes that one. And opens the channels of giving and receiving. So when we talk about four words or four-letter words, think always four-letter words that are positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. And then you will be able to go mad. Go make a difference in life. How's that?
I like it. I just love listening to you. And, you know, as I was listening to you, I was thinking about all the people that could just really be super blessed and feel good about themselves deep down inside if they're able during this time to pay it forward and help someone and look for a way to bless them. And that is really the key to happiness, is looking for ways to help someone. And it's just amazing how little things can mean a lot. And I'm going to share a very brief and short story right quick. There was a lady that I knew many years ago, and she was a widow lady, and she wasn't very well liked at work, and no one hardly spoke to her. This is several decades ago. And I don't know how I became aware that she had a dog. I think the dog's name was Lucifer, if I remember correctly. He was a little devil. And she was known to be crabby and grouchy and all that. And I just happened to find out about her dog named Lucifer. And I just asked her one day, I says, her first name was Betty. And I says, Betty, how is Lucifer doing? She says, oh, that Lucifer. And she just come alive when she talked about Lucifer. And then one day I walked in and I said, Betty, I got a problem. And she says, honey, what you need or what's wrong? And everybody kind of looked at her like she's talking to Jim like that, you know? And the reason why is because I communicated with her, because in her life she had no children. She was a widow. And bless her heart, that little dog Lucifer, even though he was a Tasmanian devil in the house, he was the only thing that showed her love. And she was able to love. And because I was able to brighten her day, she treated me like I was, you know, just great. I mean, calling me honey and whatever I needed, and I can get, and nobody else could hardly get anything out of her because they never even took the time to invite her out to lunch, remember her birthday, or anything. And that's what we can do right now. We can reach out to people who are hurting, maybe someone that's sick, send somebody a text from the comfort and the safety of your own home, or call them and let them know that you're thinking of them. That doesn't cost anything, but it will pay you dividends if you bless others. And that's what I'm getting from you today, Barry.
Thank you. That was absolutely a delight and true. By the way, just to share with you, if I may, on that same topic, sure. I think it's important that people begin to understand this, what I trained myself in for decades. Speech is the vessel that channels blessing into the world. Mm-hmm. And Jim, you just proved it. As a conscious, conscientious being, to use your speech to always be of benefit. Hey, thank you. I appreciate you. Wow, you look great today. That's well done. Good job. Mm-hmm. Speech is the vessel that channels blessing into the world. And what better way to live than to be a blessing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just to look at someone, just say, hi, how are you doing today? And be quiet and look at them and give them a chance to say something rather than, hey, how you doing today, you know, and drive on, you know, because it's just, you know, it's kind of like when I was in high school, or graduated high school in 67, showing my age now. But Aretha Franklin had a number one hit. It was called Respect. And she knew that I was a dumb country boy, and I'm convinced she spelled it just for me so I'd get it right. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, you know. But, Barry, before we go any further, please tell people how they can get in touch with you. If they just want to send you an email, say, thank you, you made my day, or tell me more, or whatever. How can they get in touch with you, sir?
It's first of all, I urge everybody to listen to this show whenever you can. And if you want to get in touch with me, and I urge you to do that, send me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at BarryShore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com, because we're here to serve. We appreciate you, and we're just tickled to be on the show today. And when we come back, hopefully we'll just speak a little bit about the 11 strategies for living in joy daily and really get people going.
Oh, absolutely. And Dandy Don, I tell you, I just want to give you a shout out again. And thank you for getting Barry on a very short notice to be on the show, because my goodness, he's had me smiling and I just really feel super up right now. So thank you, Dandy. I appreciate it.
You bet. And that's what we hope that our virtual stage is going to do, that every day there'll be a daily dose of positivity, inspiration, hope, and support. So that's really what we're setting out to do by launching this virtual stage every single day of the work week. And looking to spread some joy and hope and support.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're really looking forward to it. And most importantly, we hope that you will subscribe to the show and share this wonderful show with Barry with others, because you know there's people out there that really need to hear his message. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after these messages as we get ready to go to tunes.
Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Have you heard? The pages of American Patchwork and Quilting magazine come to life on our new weekly online radio show, American Patchwork and Quilting. Join Pat Sloan, our blogging and quilt designer host, as she talks about the latest trends, ideas, and inspirations. Her guests include quilt pattern designers, authors, quilt shop owners, and our editors. All quilters, just like you. Call in with your questions. Get quilting tips from industry experts. Learn about free patterns. Hear behind-the-scenes stories from our magazines, American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilt Sampler, and Quilts and More. Get the scoop on free stuff and find out more about the best independent quilt shops in North America. To listen to a live show, tune in Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just log on to allpeoplequilt.com/radio. To hear past shows, go to iTunes and search for American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We hope you'll join us, because we know that quilting changes everything.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And we're so glad to be a part of SpeakersPathway.com. It's easy for me and Don to say that because we founded the company. But most importantly, what we're so fortunate for is having the 6 executive training directors we have there at Speakers Pathway Coalition. Again, our website is speakerspathway.com. Each one of our executive training directors have offered free complimentary gifts. Just go to speakerspathway.com. It's right in the center. Get your free complimentary gifts. Don has already mentioned about his kick butt TED Talks. He's got a free guide there to help you there. And most importantly, Dandy Don, the thing that really touches me the most, and we had to get this, we had to be taught this, or at least I did, from our members. Sophia Olivius is one lady I'm going to mention. She's one of our members. And Sophia, we've had on the show, but she refers to Speakers Pathway Coalition as the Speakers Pathway family. That's really an honor, isn't it, sir?
It is, and it touches my heart whenever we see one of our family have a breakthrough. And, you know, sometimes you have to have a breakdown to have a breakthrough, but we're in this together, and it just warms my heart to see how well most of them are doing in their business. But I wanted to talk a little bit about something Barry alluded to earlier. These, you can look at these as some challenging times. And the reason that we often feel that way is our brains want to protect us. Our minds want to protect us. So we're always looking for threats. And so we will remember the threats more than the acts of kindness. But I'll share one with you that happened the other day. I was mailing a package. I went to a small post office near my house. I dropped off the package. And it was really small. It was like a dollar, right, or a dollar 20 to mail this. And the woman working the counter said, I handed her a credit card. She said, I have a $5 minimum on the credit card. And I was like, oh, doggone it. I guess I searched my wallet. I went out to my wife. I came back in. And she said, you know, I'll trust you for the buck if you just come back. And there's a gentleman behind me in line. He said, no, I got you.
Wow.
And that was such a wonderful act of kindness, and it cost him a buck. Yeah. But you know what that meant to me? Just those acts of kindness are all around us. Just tune into them. Tune into them.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That was beautiful.
Well, just really me, if I may jump in here.
Go ahead,
guys,
sir, please.
Just for a moment. In terms of tuning in, so you mentioned about my particular people heard my story and such like that. One of the benefits of having been paralyzed, and again, I still can't get up out of a chair by myself. I have to have help. But I learned through aquatic therapy, which is being put in water and moving your limbs and such around. It took years before, with people moving me, before I was able to move myself a little bit. But in the course of doing that, I learned how to swim again. And again, we're talking about hours on end every single day, 5 days a week, you know, week in and week out, month in and month out, year in and year out. But suffice it to say, after about 2 years, I was able to move my arms over my head, and I was able to swim on my back. Now, I had floaties on my body so I wouldn't sink and drown and such like that. But I actually swam 1 mile one day without stopping. It took 94 minutes, but I swam a mile. Now, I live in Southern California, beautiful pools, outdoors. Hey, you know, not a bad way to go. But I swam a mile, and I loved it so much. I said, why can't I do that twice a week? So I did it twice a week, and then 3 times a week, then 4 times a week, 5 times a week, and then 6 times a week. And then after about another year and a half, I was able to turn on my tummy and using a snorkel, and again, with floaties on my legs so they don't sink, and paddles on my hand, I now swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week. I've been doing that for more than a dozen years, and I write down every mile. I've accumulated over 7,603 miles in the past 12
wow.
years. Again, why am I saying, I'm telling everybody, because the idea of living positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant enables you to focus on outside of yourself, just keep going. I didn't have in mind that I'm going to swim 7,000 plus miles, which, by the way, I live in Venice Beach, California, so think L.A. That's swimming from L.A. to Hawaii, Hawaii to Fiji, and Fiji down to Sydney, Australia. So that's a lot of miles.
Wow, but no kidding.
It's building on a day in and day out. It's that exercising that muscle of giving. The joy of living can be summed up in one word, giving. And both wow. Don and Jim have been, like you mentioned, Don, the person in line who gave didn't give a dollar. He gave an expression of love that transformed an entire world with that. If there is truly something called the butterfly effect, and butterfly in the Andes Mountains flapping its wings causes an effect around the world. We've all heard that story, right?
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. Imagine that's a butterfly. What about a conscientious human being doing something positive that has a ripple effect that transforms the world? And by the way, we put all this into what we call the 11 strategies for living in joy daily, and they're free on my website. That's my gift to the world, because I That's how I live. When you're, believe me, when you're paralyzed and in bed for years on end, you use your mind to do good things. And as Ben Franklin said, empty your purse into your mind and it will pay back enormous dividends. So go to the site also. You get the 11 strategies for living in joy daily, free, along with your color of your stress.
That's really amazing. I mean, you know, Dandy Don, I tell you what, by having Barry on the show today, and he's representative of some of the radio show hosts, our speakers that we're going to have on our radio show, our real live podcast and all webinar. I mean, brother, I'm excited, aren't you? Could you share a little bit more who some of the speakers may be?
I am so excited. And like Barry said, a butterfly in the Andes Mountains flapping its wings cause an effect all around the world. Now imagine 80 to 100 speakers over 20 or 30 days, every single day, sharing messages of inspiration, hope, and support. We're going to have tidal waves around the world for this, right?
Yeah.
Every one of them has a huge following. And so I hope that this touches millions of people. And Barry is the physical representative of right now 80 speakers. I imagine by tomorrow it'll be 100 speakers. And I'll just read a few of the names. So we got Nancy Albright. We got Robert Anderson. We got Heather Anderson. We have Grant Andrews. We got Barry Outell. We have Roland Benson, Licia Barry, Sean Bonow, Frank Bravada, Shannon Cherry. I mean, and the list goes on and on and on. And these people are all going to be pouring positivity, hope, and inspiration into the universe. Can you imagine the effect?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Some of those people, I mean, I know. I mean, I Frank Bravada is a personal friend of mine and yours, Dandy. And, I mean, I know he's a military guy. What really connects me and Frank, when he found out he's a military, we were both in the Army. We were both in the Signal Corps. So that is just solid cement glue there. It just bonds us right together. And I'm so glad he responded. And just wonderful because, you know, Barry being a true representative, can you imagine the excitement, the vibration that Bill talks about through this universe? We're going to shake some things up. Barry, can I ask you one thing? Could you just share very quickly with the audience out there? Someone says, how in the world did you keep positive during those early dark days? Would you share that with us, sir?
I can. It's my mother. My mother, God love her. She's up in heaven now. She's smiling on us, kids. And she was the embodiment of joy. And this is where it gets really interesting. My mother was born with a red wine stain around three quarters of her face. And it was pockmarked. But she was life itself. She got married. Thank God my father's an amazing man. Three kids. But what really was interesting to us as kids growing up is that we met some of her high school friends, and they said, don't you know who your mother is? She was always this way. She is the essence of joy, of life. And through her, the ability to live despite whatever seems to be going on and bring to it your whole being, be present, be here now. And with the point of the spear, Dawn and Jim, when you're bringing to the world this tidal wave of goodness, we're a cog, kids. Everybody's a cog, a channel of goodness and a child of God.
Wow, thank you so much. As you were talking about your mother there, one of the things that popped in my mind was the old saying that the hand that rocks the cradle will rule the world. And look how the faith and the inspiration and everything that your mother gave you, blended with love, saturated with love, I should say, look how that has dominoed. And the millions of lives that you have touched, Barry, because of that. My goodness gracious, I can see your mother beaming right now. I mean, it's just, you know, just it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to be a part of that. And I mean, that's what we're here for, to bless others. It's not about getting things.
Oh, may I share that as a blessing for everybody?
Sure. Ready? Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. Our blessing is go forth, everybody. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.
You know, I'm never going to be able to hear the word joy without saying joy.
Yeah.
It's never going to be the same for me. Again there.
Yeah. And I'm going to show my age. I'll say joy to the world. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you right now, you can see the joy and the jubilee that we've had on this show, having Barry on there. And Barry Shore, I'll tell you right now, brother, you have really, I know you've touched some people out there and they go like, wow. This morning I got up and it was kind of dark. I was kind of worried. I was kind of concerned. But now I can be happy. Just like that song by Bobby McFerrin, the number one hit from 1988. Don't worry, be happy. And, you know, that's good advice for all of us, isn't it, Dandy?
It really is. And I'm so happy I thought of you this morning, Barry. I'm so happy that we connected. I am overjoyed that you came on the show today. And I can't wait for you to be on our speaker lineup next week.
Okay, guys, can I do a big hug for the three of us and for everybody in the world? You ready? A virtual hug.
Yes, sir.
One, two, three.
Oh, I think you burst my spleen, Barry.
Squeezed the breath right out of me. Just took my breath away there. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a wonderful show. Please download the show, share it with others, and thank you so much, Barry, for being with us. And Dandy Don, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
That's good.